اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another beautiful short duas, three short duas, which we should read after the salah, as we should know that offering supplications before salam or after salam is very, very good, very auspicious occasion. And we are told by the Messenger of Mercy that prayers offered in prayer and outside immediately after the prayer would elicit response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should seize this opportunity. But while doing so, we are free to choose our own prayers, pray from our heart in our own language. But we may do well first to read those prescribed du'as from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he taught us how to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to praise him, how to thank him, and how to use beautiful words. So we will never go wrong by starting our supplication with those prescribed du'as from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately after the prayer, we say astaghfirullah three times. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Which means I ask forgiveness of Allah. And then, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah, you are peace. You know, Allah is the source of peace. And we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow on our hearts peace. Wa minka salam. And gift. So peace is a gift from you. So bestow peace on us. Tabarakta, you are most exalted. The one who is full of glory and majesty. O Allah. Another dua with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He addressed him saying, Ya Mu'adh, inni wahibbuk. Mu'adh, I love you. So I want you to recite, to offer this supplication after the salah. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma indi ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, help me, honor me to remember you, to thank you, and to worship you in the best way. You know, three things we want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: to honor us, to remember him. It's the greatest honor for human being. There is nothing greater than that, greater than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And next thing is to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings he has bestowed on us, and to worship him in the way that he has prescribed for us. لا يعبد إلا بما شرع. Because we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only by using the means and methods that he himself has prescribed. We cannot innovate forms of worship in Islam, and that would be distorting Islam, distorting religion. It has happened in many religious traditions. They innovated methods of worship. So taking away from the prescribed way of the messengers, the revealed way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and honor us to read this du'as. Every time we pray our salah, fardh salah, we should do so. And then, of course, we can engage in our own supplications, in our own language, from our heart, using words or not. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.